First of all, my good people, this Sunday's bulletin is misnumbered. It's my fault, not Father Abbott's. Instead of reading number 756, it should read 758 for those who are keeping track. Today is a feast of the most holy name of Jesus. With all the blasphemies going on in the world today, what do we do to counter in a small way the evil that's done by these blasphemies? Or do we even go so far as to add to it with our own careless use of the holy name of Jesus? And when we hear the name misused, do we offer a little prayer of reparation to our Lord for whoever misused the name? It's so common today, I know. It seems that every other word is the word Jesus, misused. But let us at least do our small part. Even though we cannot go around correcting everybody, sometimes that does more harm than good, but we can at least offer a little prayer or a little sacrifice as a penance for the misuse of this most holy name. Tomorrow is a feast of the Epiphany. I wonder how many of us place any real importance on that feast day. Three people travel a great distance to visit the child Jesus. So what? And it happened a long time ago at that. My good people, let us get inside of this incident. Let us bring it alive. Let us look at it as a reality, which it is. First, you had the poor shepherds who came to visit our Lord, to give him honor and reverence. And in itself, that was quite something. But they were poor shepherds, and they didn't live all that far away. But with the Magi, whether or not they were kings doesn't really matter. I personally prefer to think of them as kings, but some people don't, and that's okay. However, they were persons of some importance, whoever they were and wherever they came from. And they traveled a very great distance. And they went to a lot of trouble to cross a desert to follow a star. Why did they follow that star? My good people, if we individually had just a small particle of that faith that it took for these three strangers, and there may have been more than three, we don't know, but the church honors three of them. If we but had a small particle of the faith that it took these three strangers, these three foreigners from a distant country, to pack up and climb on their camels and set out following a dumb little star, did they know what they were going to find at the end? We don't know for sure. They traveled solely on faith. And they even had such faith that they brought gifts with them, very valuable, expensive gifts, to a total stranger. And when they arrived, finally, and they saw the little babe, what did they do? They fell down on their knees and worshiped him. My good people, do we carry that kind of faith with us when we come to church on Sunday? When we walk in front of the Blessed Sacrament, where we find it present? Do we bring that kind of faith with us at the consecration of the Mass? Do we look with the eyes of the wise men upon that host on the altar, or in the tabernacle, or in the priest's hands? Do we look with the same kind of faith as those wise men? And they were truly wise, if there were nothing else. Do we look with that kind of faith? Do we see what they saw? In that little shivering babe, they saw the Creator of everything. When we look at that piece of bread, do we see our Creator? Or is it just something we learned in catechism? So we have to believe it, so we believe it, sort of. Or is He, our Lord, really and truly present to us, whether we see Him or not? All the wise men saw was a shivering babe laying in a dirty old manger in a drafty old stable with probably a cow or two mooing around, and a poor couple who barely had enough to eat, and they saw the Creator of the universe. We should pray to these three that the Church honors and ask them for at least a small share in that faith. Especially today, my good people, when all around us, practically everything, almost without exception, mitigates against our faith. It becomes harder and harder for us to hold on to our faith, for us to hold on to our belief that there is a God. When we see everything that's happening, when, as Father Abbott uses so often, we're hanging on to the ship, but the ship keeps going down, and pretty soon we're going to be forced to let go, or we'll be dragged down with it. That kind of faith that is required is the kind of faith that we must beg these three magi for. But we can't just ask for it and expect it to happen ipso facto. We have to show God that we deserve the grace of faith. We have to believe in spite of everything, in spite of all the evidence to the contrary, in spite of everything that's going on in the world. We must believe that God is in control, that He is in charge, and that He will bring peace and happiness and serenity out of all this chaos. But we must not look for it in this life, only in the next. If we live a life of faith, if we live according to the dictates of that faith, if we live for eternity, we will be prepared for whatever tomorrow brings, regardless. So my good people, Remain strong. Develop your faith. Feed your faith. And ask these three saints, these three wise men, for some of their faith, some of their wisdom. And may God bless each one of us in this new year. And may He grant us peace, only the peace that He can give. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.